learned to prophesy today and stuff.
Y'all going to get a chance, if that what you said?
Amen. And also, if you think that, like, well, gosh, that whole church is about prophetic, that's not true at all. I rarely talk about the prophetic in our church. We did that years ago. We just do the prophetic. I'm a discipler. You've heard me come here the last few times about the fullness of Christ, all those things. That's what I talk about. Romans 6, victory over the power of sin, discipleship. Life. But we're a prophetic church because we learned to do that. And so we just do the prophetic thing. It's part of normal Christianity. Come here, Sam. Miss Sam. So take this young pupil out there and help her give a word for somebody, okay?
Do you want me to give you a phone?
Whatever way, you are good. You're a great teacher. About this.
Okay, so I went to Global School of Supernatural Ministry, if you guys are familiar with Randy Clark, and that's his school of ministry that he does, kind of like a sister school to Bethel. And so to get people to prophesy, because there was plenty of people that would come to the school that have never prophesied before, they would just kind of give us like a launching pad or just a prompt or something to just to give you that extra push to go for it and to know that like you're giving a right word, you're not a false prophet or anything like that. So one of the things that we would do is like we would go to school and they would just be like, okay, you're going to prophesy to this person using this and just give you a category. And so I'm going to help you. One of the categories that they would do would be you just look at someone or if someone's already highlighted to you and just ask the Lord to give you a word using cereal, like a cereal brand. Okay. So the first thing that comes to your mind, what cereal? Chex? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll give you this. Okay. And anyone highlighted to you? This lady in the sweater?
Yeah.
In the back. Okay. So ask the Lord for a word using Chex. Whatever comes to your mind about Chex.
Well, with Chex, there's lots of different things going on, and
yes, it's right.
A lot of different things going on.
Yeah, there's lots of.
Okay, good.
There's lots of things when they're all different, and then when you bring them together, they all fit, even though they are different, and they work. And they mesh like gears, and they mesh, and it just, and it works.
You understand the word you've gotten? That there's a lot of things going on in your life, but God's in control. It's all going to come together and make sense. You can trust Him. You have to wait for it all to make sense. Go ahead and trust Him now. Even the things He didn't cause, it all comes together. She said it all fits. It's all going to fit for God's purposes. Don't wait to see it to trust Him. Trust Him now. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You're moving forward. Like Joseph, there's a lot of stuff going on in his life for a while, but what he didn't realize is that he was moving forward constantly towards the purpose of God. He just trusted God that he couldn't see it. That's what the word of the Lord is for you. Yes! Hey. Cha-ching! Good work. Amen?
Good work.
That's one of your youth.
Okay, and I have a word for you too. I just heard the Lord say yes on the prophetic, that yes, God's going to give you prophetic words for people, and you're going to have to step out and give them. Yes, I'm looking right at you.
Okay.
And I also heard the Lord say that He's just going to change your thinking about some things. I see Him taking your spine and just it just becoming like iron, just like iron, you standing straight up and walking in a whole new light and revelation of who you are, that God's going to bring revelation upon you to show you who you are in Him, that you're going to understand that the authority and the power and the things that are talked about are for you too, and there's just going to be a real authority on you because you're going to have an intimacy with Christ, and you're going to know that you know who you are in Christ and what's yours.
Blessings.
Okay, kids, go for it. Kids, one more adult, then we're going to let kids go for it.
Okay, I just got to give it. In the, right here, word for you. And the Lord says, that the Lord notices you. And sometimes you feel like your square peg trying to go into a round hole that people are trying to mold you into a mold. And the Lord said for you to be who you are, he's calling you out to be who you've created to be. And I just see friends around you, others around you, as you step into this place of who the Lord's called you to be and stepping out in him who he's called you to be, that you're going to see other friends and others around you really come to an intimate place with the Lord. Because they're going to want what you have. They're going to see you moving in signs and wonders, and it's going to pull them in.
Amen. Now, Kaylee, if you get another one, go for it, okay? Don't be afraid. You're part of the group now. Anna Reynolds, speak up loud.
Okay, I also have a word for you. When Roxanne was talking before, I looked at you, and I just saw like a war going on around you and within you. And I think that just goes with what Roxanne just said. Is there's several things that you're just trying to figure out. And I think the Lord just wants you to know that he's right there with you and that you won't be disappointed.
Who else has a word? Go, Anna Stahl. Speak up loud.
It's a word for Kaylee.
For Kaylee?
It's fine. For the last couple days, I've been listening to this song called Letting Go. And this verse kept replaying in my head. And she says, just when my hallelujah was tired, you gave me a new song. And I just thought of you last night when I was listening to it. And God wants you to know that he's filling your tired places with a new song.
Filling your tired places with a new song. Amen. That's awesome. This Kaylee.
I have a word for you in the black jacket. I just saw you, I don't know, just around like kind of with like the knight in shining armor gear. And I feel like you're really strong for other people, and I just feel like you're going to move into a time where God's going to give you your own strength, and he's going to be your strength, and you're going to be able to conquer anything.
Amen. Awesome. This was for who? Why don't you guys come up here? You too. And back in the back there. Why don't you come too? Leaning against the wall, safely hiding. Come up here too. Yeah, Deborah Witt had that word for... Are there other youth out there? Part of the youth? Is he part of the youth thing?
He's 13.
He works. Come on. We got 13-year-olds here. Okay. Who else has a word? Go. Yes.
I have a word for you, and God just said he's going to bring you into a season of blessings over you and your family, and he's just going to bless y'all and everything y'all do.
Father, you want to repeat that?
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
Okay,
amen. All right, wait a minute. Let me do this. Go ahead if you got a word. But also, has anybody on this side gotten a word yet? Sheep, goats. Oh, you got one? Okay. So,
I want to make a request.
Yes.
The Lord put on my heart probably about 10 minutes ago as this was really beginning. I'm the father of four kids, three of which are in high school, one of which is just about to leave fifth grade. And they're a part of a youth ministry in another church because they really are the only youth. And it's just a strong impression on me to ask for you to impart to them. Not one of them are here. I'll name them. You see if you get a word for them, okay? Maranatha is a senior. Josiah is a junior. Micah is a freshman. And Kiara, her name is Italian form of Claire. Claire's real name. Okay? So... if you get a word, bring it forward, because you're supposed to impart not only to this youth ministry, but to ours, and we're obviously connected to the cathedrals.
Amen.
They're a part of a youth ministry at Trinity Presbyterian that is reforming because they have a new pastor. And it's right now struggle-filled, and there aren't too many part of it, and they have a few people that aren't coming that ought to, and that kind of thing. And I know that our kids are supposed to be very much a part of it.
Okay.
To give you a little bit of background.
Okay.
Anyway, the word is God.
Maranatha, Josiah,
Maranatha, Josiah, Micah,
and Claire.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to tag on to what Abby said. I just see you in your prayer time, like really asking God for something more, like you to grow in his presence. And I just feel like God's saying you don't have to, because of your faith, you're going to grow and you're going to be blessed.
I
just bless that.
And also the older ones can give words too now that we've given these young ones a chance. Go ahead, Will. Speak up loud, buddy.
Okay. I have a word. It could be for more than one person. It could just be for one person. But someone, they've got questions, maybe questions on the existence or trust. But he's going to bring you into a time of peace. And he's going to show you that he exists in a real extravagant way. And then he's going to call you out into his word deeper and deeper. And he says, trust in me, I am here, even at your darkest time, I am here. And it brings me to think, brings me to the verse Hebrews 12:1. Says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
Amen. Roxanne, you want to go over there? The two Sams, you want to take some more people out into deep water?
All right, come on, guys. Come here. Yeah. Okay. I have somebody highlighted. I don't know. Do you have somebody?
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. What I want you to do is give this man here a word using a superhero. So think of the first one that comes to your mind.
Superman.
Okay, and I want you to ask the Lord how Superman...
Superman?
Yeah.
That'd be a word for me. Go ahead.
I want you to ask the Lord about a word for him involving Superman. Okay? So what kind of things come to your mind?
Superman is strong and mighty, and he's not afraid.
Okay. So what do you think the Lord's saying to him with those things?
To be strong and not to be afraid of anything that is happening, and that he'll always be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome word.
Good job.
Okay. Go ahead. Somebody has a word for somebody.
I had a word for you there. I just really felt like what the Lord was showing me was that over your life, there have been so many upheavals.
Speak up a little louder.
Oh, that over your life, there's been so many upheavals. And it was like the Lord was saying, be at rest. Be at rest. Take a deep breath and be at rest, because I see it all, I know it all, and I'm not worried for you. And just be at rest, and confidence, and grace, and joy for what he's doing and going to do.
Who is this word for?
Dick.
My brother? Okay, the one who's going to take those little baby steps.
Amen.
Go ahead, Rox.
All right. Both of y'all come with me. I think both of you are going to have a word. for right here, this lady in the pink. The Lord's got a word for her. And so I like to say in youth group, like, if you're going to jump in the pool, I'm providing the diving board, okay? So all you got to do is just jump in, like Sam said. So ask the Lord for a cartoon character that you think the Lord's speaking to her through, and then we'll just go with it. So what's the first thing pops into your head, cartoon character for her?
Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Okay, so ask the Lord what that is.
I think he's saying that Jerry is always running away from Tom, and not to run away, and just to be still.
Amen.
Amen.
Got one?
I think that fits, too, with the word yesterday about walking on the water, worship, walking on the water, stepping out of the boat. You know, a lot more. Stop keeping the writing to yourself. You're going to write more songs.
Amen. And before he did, I had a word for you. And the Lord said, it's not time to slow down, but time to pick up the pace. That it's not time for retirement, but a time for acceleration. Amen.
Yeah, stout in the spirit. We were walking across the parking lot, and she was in this. It's like 4,000 degrees below zero. And I said, you don't have a coat. She said, I left it in the church. I thought, that I wouldn't have gotten out of my car. And I mean, fearless, stout in the spirit. Fearless, stout in the spirit.
Amen.
There's some. Go ahead. You can let her give words to her too.
Okay. So, do you have one for her?
Well, I just thought of like Tweety Bird. That's like always happy, but he's like also always running away from Sylvester.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So a lot of happiness and joy. It's going to be a season of happiness and joy. The Lord brings you into.
See, one of the things about the gifts of the Spirit, they're supernaturally natural. Every time somebody moves in a gift of the Spirit, people don't hover off the ground. There's one of if there was a prophetic word God gave me personally, I was on the telephone recently with a group of just leaders throughout the state of Alabama. And I had come together just to hear what God was saying to them about the state of Alabama. So it was one of those teleconferences. I was 30 minutes late because it took me 30 minutes to figure out how to do it. But when we got on there, and they were all giving these words, you know, and they're real complicated words and weird stuff. And so here was the Lord. And they finally came. I said, okay, I'm online now. And there was a bunch of them. And I said, well, what's the Lord saying? I said, look, here's the word I'm getting, is simplicity. And God said he's bringing us back to simplicity. And I believe that prophetic words, I believe the gifts of Spirit, it starts off with just pure simplicity. And we don't have to get words like Ezekiel where you see torches moving out through the night kind of stuff. So as the gifts of the Spirit come, they're going to come very naturally, supernaturally natural. But they're going to register to your heart and where you're at. And there can be those sophisticated, weird kind of stuff sometimes. But that word I gave on that teleconference was the word of the Lord for the group. There's just some simple things God's bringing us back to. And I believe that that's true for the CEC. Very simple. Three streams make a river. And we always talk about a mighty river, a mighty river, a mighty river. I think God's calling us to this church. Mike said the word, redig the wells, because we're going after a mighty river. CEC, we're going after a mighty river. That was the whole point. You know, that was the whole point. And who else?
One for you in the pink. When they were giving you the words, I thought of Spider-Man, and I just thought of him climbing up the walls, and I just heard that you're going to be climbing to new heights that you've never been to before. And then I got one for Josiah.
Cool.
I heard Josiah, the guy with the fire, and I just saw, like, the Native warriors just with, like, the arrows of fire, and just saw that he would be a real warrior for Christ and what he's doing.
Also, a word from Micah 7:18. That's his word. And the Lord's in a season right now where I just release that in Jesus' name, where he's going to come to personalize in a way he's never before just how intensely God enjoys him. And he's going to carry that. That's one of the things he's going to give away to others. His capacity to enjoy life is immense. And to enjoy the things around him is immense. He can even get distracted because, like Micah, stay focused. But things that he enjoys.
That is so literally immense.
And so there's this thing. But that's because God created him to enjoy, to celebrate life. And what he's going to discover, he's discovering, is just how much it says God delights in his unending love. That's 7:18. And there's something delightful about Micah. And he brings a lot of delight into an environment. And I think that's the anointing he's going to carry with him, is to give away God's delightful love for other people. He has a real passion for the down and out, for the misunderstood, for the disenfranchised. He would pick the guy nobody else would pick to be on the team that's been left out. And so he's going to give away the love of Christ, which just brings security and significance to those people. But he's going to enjoy that. That's things being opened up in his own heart in a big way. Okay?
And I have one more for you. I just saw the hand of the Lord just reach out, and he was holding the sword of life. And I just saw him, like, knight you. And each time the sword stopped, it left a tongue of fire. And I just heard that the Lord's going to use you in some significant battles.
Go, Miss Anna.
I'm going to tag along with that because I saw bravery written over your head.
Is that Jude over there? All these words. Good Lord, Jude, you're going to be the next Billy Graham. You're getting so many words, man.
I have a word for you in the white sweater. I just heard healing, like a time of healing. I'm not really sure if it's emotionally or physically or anything, but I just heard like you're going to move into a real time of healing over the next couple of, you know, even, I'm not really sure, but just it's going to be a real time of healing.
Who's got a word for Claire? his daughter Claire. I've got a word, but I want to wait to see if the young people have a word. Kiara, but it's Claire. Yeah, who has a word for Claire? Anybody have a word for Claire?
Maybe it's for me because Claire is she's darker complected, like a Italian. She's on fire. She's got passion, and she's going to start moving out more in the gifts of compassion and passion for people, and just walking in prophetic in a very strong and fiery way.
Amen. Also, a real warrior. Claire's a real warrior. She injustice really frustrates her. And so she's going to go after what she was saying because the compassion is going to come out of warrior. She's tired. Yeah. So she's going to go after people who are experiencing injustice. But there's also a mysticalness about Claire. And the thing about the mysteries of God, she really has and going to grow in. But she's a warrior. And compassion is just a feeling if you don't have a warrior spirit because you won't take it anywhere. And she's going to carry it into some places. She's also going to go into some places nobody else would want to go into, but she just has a sense of making things right. People are...
We've got two more for Claire.
Two more for Claire.
Yeah, I'll tag on to that. Claire, like I think of E. Claire, which is sweet.
Good girl.
And so maybe she's sweet or wants to be sweet, nicer. And then Claire, like clear, maybe not necessarily pure, but like clear-headed, and just thinking.
Amen. This is one of your own. It's just
On to that also. I just heard a real leadership over her.
Go ahead. Do it again.
I just heard a real leadership over her. Maybe she's really going to lead people to Christ through the prophetic.
And who's the one we've missed? We missed one of your children.
Oh, I have a word for her.
Yeah.
Marantha's a girl, right? Okay. Is she going off to school? Going off to college? Does she do anything with photography? Is she interested in that at all? Okay. So what I saw was that the Lord had her, that path made clear of where she's supposed to go, what she's supposed to be getting into. I think there's a lot of thoughts about future plans. What am I going to do with my life? The Lord's made all of that clear, and he's going to show her what he wants to do in the meantime. And I think this is where photography comes in, is just where I got that word of just capturing those grace moments, making those moments still, where there's places for her along that journey where he's just going to really speak to her and open things up to her. And her job is to just be still. And I really heard capturing grace moments. So there's going to be moments that the Lord brings to her where her job is to just be still and soak that in. So I just bless that in Jesus' name.
So for Maranatha too, just kind of tagging on with what she said. She'd asked me to think of a picture before she had started talking. And the picture that came to my head was just this lovely place with a waterfall and just like rocks sitting around it. And Maranatha was there and just being able to sit and rest with the Lord.
We got one more for today.
Amen.
The first thing I thought was, the first thing I saw was a picture of the Grand Canyon. So it shows that she has the passion to go forward and break through anything that's in her path, but then also leave a trail behind her for others to follow and for others to see it and start other actions.
Amen. Now, Mike and Kathy, this is for your young kids, your youth who just ministered prophetically. And like with, and these two, just Kaylee, and tell me your name again, I'm sorry.
Stephen.
And they didn't need to be coached. Mm-hmm. They just went out for it. Nurture this. You know, nurture that. Give them opportunities. Don't be afraid if they mess up. So you mess up. Nobody killed you. Let them go for it. This is part, because I tell you what, man, I'm telling you, for us at the cathedral, you know, we've been moving these things for a long time, but as the youth have just gone to a new place, it helped carry the whole church into another place. You know, Song of Solomon talks about the king brought me into his chambers. When there was that heart's cry, God always answers his prayer, personally or corporately. You know, draw, take us away with you, Lord. Let us run. That's a great word. Take us to the place where you want us to be, Lord, and let's run there. We want to get this, even if it's been a good place, we don't want to stay here anymore. Personally, corporately, congregationally, let's run to this place. And the very next verse says, the king brought me in to his chambers. And the chambers are plural. There's always a new chamber, always a new place, always a new realm, always in a new place. And so what happened among our youth just took us into an even experience, you know, of a larger place. The scripture says he set our feet in a large room. Jesus said, I went to provide a place for you, prepare a place for you. That's a place in Christ. It's a large room. There's so much stuff there, so much grace, so much stuff. And we just keep discovering how large that room is, and the youth helped us get there. And so your youth will do the same thing. It's not like a youth-led church, but their passion and just the joy of doing these kind of things and going, oh my gosh, it really works. God really honors. And then the adults just nurturing, coming along and mentoring, you know, this is powerful stuff. So that's awesome. Yet it seems so simple.
You know, in the military, you're 18, you can join the Air Force and learn to become a jet pilot. Or you can work on a battleship. You can be trained to kill. And yet in the church, so when do you grow up? When do people, the reason young people get so disgusted with church, I think sometimes, is because they're never turned loose. And so they want to be involved. They want to have a cause, you know. And so what the cause we'll have might be like, we'll have a 24-hour lock-in. And, you know, so, I mean, well, why? To me, this is an answer to prayer, because what God wants to do is like, as a young person in the church, you can minister. You can make an extremely valuable contribution to the life of the church just by having the courage to stand up and give a word. Of course, we have to be sensitive to let people do that, which we are. I want to do that. So the point is that a lot of young people stay in the church until they get out of high school, and then they have these studies about they're gone, you know. They drift off into something else and they never come back. Or maybe they will someday, but man, there's a huge departure from the church. And I think it has to do with they were never really connected with what's going on here. So I praise God for that. Well, I also had a word.
Well, it says your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
Yeah, exactly. And I had a picture about your children. There's four of them. And I kept thinking of this formation. It's kind of more of a military formation. Like there's... you have four people back to back. That means every direction's covered. If you get in a firefight, then you're covered. So what I kept seeing is that your children are going to go out to the four corners of the earth, but God is forming them together right now. He's making them a team to be have a team mentality of and the purposes of God together.
Come here, Roxanne. Come here. Who else wants to help me? You're welcome to. Help you do what? I'm not going to tell you. Who just wants to help? All right. Briefly, define your community so that these will...
the Franciscan community?
Yeah, your ministry.
My ministry?
No, like the community thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know where to start.
It's not a classic church.
That's right. We're the religious community that continues in the CEC. In the first years of formation, there was a Benedictine spirituality that really dominated. And many of us that were part of our church had a deep love and some formation in St. Francis. And we discerned that many of us we wanted to take it as far as we could. From the very beginning, there were those that followed Francis and could do it absolutely, celibately. And then there was a second group that followed, mainly patterned around Claire, and then there were others, women. So they began to really make a difference. And then there was the third crowd that couldn't do it because they were married or they were royalty or they were already clergy. and they became what came to be known as the secular Franciscans. Okay, so wherever they were, King Louis, St. Louis, was a secular Franciscan, so he carried it right to royalty. Okay, we felt that God was calling us in that direction, discerned it through it before the bishops, and they held it for a while, and then it came out, and we went through a regular formation process of several years. I believe it opened, and the formation process began in, I think, around 2003. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Let me do this. This will help. Some of our, when you use the word formation, some of us.
Okay.
Some of this is a church, but it's really a monastic community. They're really committed to prayer, intercession, the whole rules of prayer. You know, it has a historical part of it. Now, they come together as a church. They're very Eucharistic, but they're very part of the rhythm of prayer, you know? And so, let's do that. Let's
okay.
Don't give them any more so we don't know. So who wants to come and give a word about this ministry? Yes.
It's like with the rhythm, and it's very set. It's like a song. And so maybe like you've been playing the same song for a long time. Maybe the song might change a little. It might speed up, slow down, take a different beat, like instead of 3 and 2 or something.
And I do think there is a change in worship coming, an elevation in worship. See, I think that word I had, I posted on Aslan yesterday about, you know, I was driving down the road. I was going down this road expecting to go a certain way. It's a familiar way to go to get to this place. And there was somebody standing with a yellow vest, a yellow helmet, Ed Lord written across the hard hat. And he was redirecting traffic. And so I think God's doing that a lot. He's redirecting traffic. And I think that's true among people in the body of Christ. There's things God's doing. I think there's a redirection of traffic. I think that's even happening. Part of what the word Mike spoke, the reading in the wells. I think there's a redirecting of traffic. And just the flow. And because he was dressed in the colors of anointing, if you won't just be determined to go the same way, this could be about a lot of our personal lives even, but ministries, then he moves us towards the anointing. And so God is saying there's a redirection and traffic so that you move into his anointing. But behind this man, like a construction guy, there was behind him just rows of those little orange cones. Orange is a color for warning. And if we're determined just to ignore and go the way we've been going and go the way we think we should go, it's going to be danger. And so that cannot be, doesn't have to be radical stuff. There is some redirection mm-hmm. that God's doing. I think that's true for you guys. I think the word Kaylee had, therefore, it means about some worship. So go for it, y'all.
Amen. I just saw fireballs, and it goes right along with the word. And it was like fireballs were coming out of your church and your community. But what the Lord said, he was, they're not just going out and trying to hit a target, that the Lord was going to give you specifics. And I think that comes with the redirecting. There was a redirecting of where the fire was going, so it was a direct hit to the enemy instead of having to go around. The Lord was really going to hone you in and zone in on how to attack things. And your worship and your prayer will come out like darts that will go out but will penetrate the enemy and not just wound him.
I just heard that your ministry was really, really focused on just certain, very certain things. And I just heard, like, the Lord's telling you that, you know, like, I'm going to tag on to what you said also, that you're going to be directed to specific people. And you're just really going to see them relax in the Lord and just let the Lord move in them.
I actually saw a picture for you, and I saw you, like, in the forest, and it was really dark, so you started a bonfire. And when morning came, it was still kind of dark, but, like, bright enough for you to see. And God wants to tell you, don't put that bonfire out, that it's okay if it catches the whole forest on fire, because Amen. That's what's going to officially get rid of the dark.
Amen. Anna?
I heard his eyes on the sparrow, but I felt like it was something in the song, so I looked up the song. And in one part it says, when Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. And then later it says, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes on the sparrow. And I just felt like he is going to be showing out in more proportions. And he's going to I think one of the focuses she was talking about is just show people that they have a constant friend and that they can be happy and free, and you're just going to help with, what's the right word, maybe the morale of people, and just show them the joy of the Lord.
Yeah, there's a lot of joy stuff, the fire stuff, the thing. And Anna stole the whole barn fire. What did that represent to you? What do you think God's saying about that? Anna stole. Anna Ruth.
I think what it represents is like the fire that you're catching here, that you're going to quickly spread it to your ministry, that is going to spread out.
Amen. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bonfires also burn really hot because there's a lot to burn on, so I think that's a part of it too.
So we want to pray for some people. All right, God, spread out. And this is you guys too. Well, you guys come and mingle with our guys.
Abby has a word.
Oh, good. Good.
I have a word for you in the pink scarf.
This lady, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
I feel like God's really put something on your heart that you've been crying out for. Like, God, I really want to see this happen. And whatever it is, he said he's going to fulfill that soon.
Yes. There's an offspring anointing on that word. Something about offspring and something God wants to do in an offspring. Okay, so it has to do with some kind of relationship, somebody connected to you that you've been praying for, God wants to really impact in a profound way. Okay, Bonnie. So what we're going to do is break up two by two and make some teams for prayer. So kids, you can break up. Again, you three, come over here and get mixed up with ours. Okay? Yeah, Roxanne, help organize them. Because we can pray for more people that way. Dan and Deborah Witt are over here. They're two of our most popular youth group people. Bishop Mike, is there lunch today like we've done in the past? Okay, let's do some little prayer, and then we can do that, okay? Let's let him pray for some people. I think there's an anointing. Won't take very long. So if you have need for healing, there are two-by-two teams. Then go by there. Or if, I tell you what, let's bring a team back here just so she doesn't have to walk down there. So come on, guys. And again, I just encourage you, as you talk to them, find out what's going on, command those things in Jesus' name to change and obey, that'll come in line with what be normal in the kingdom of God. So if somebody has a cold, you command the infection, you command the cold to go away because, okay, all right. So those of you who can go up there, go find a team if you need prayer to pray for you. Again, I think there's such a strong anointing among children. Jesus said that. But if you need prayer, and if we don't have as many people to fill up all the teams, then you guys can gather, you can do the herd thing. Oh, yeah. Let's get, this is one for Dan. Where's Deborah? Deborah. Oh, she's way over here. Okay. Get those two girls with you. Bring them back here and pray for our dear lady who's struggling with the cancer issue. Because we hate cancer. I still think there's somebody here who struggled with some mental illness over the years. Some mental illness. Like depression, anxiety. Could even be schizophrenia. If that's you, go find a team.